Hello there, spinners, and welcome back to Life Spins. I hope that you're taking life easy and resting as needed. This is Madiko Bianichi. So yes, today we are going to talk about how do you react court moments. So if you can notice, I'm actually talking weirdly because today I had permanent fillers on my teeth. And it's making me talk differently because they put in some anesthesia, I think, to make everything numb. And, you know, it just gave me this weird tingling feeling, which is quite normal. Anyways, that's that. Let's get back to our topic of the day. So how do you react to difficult situations? Do you like back away and run, or do you face them head on with confidence and power that you can overcome it in an efficient way? So going for the dentist appointment was a whole lot for me because I went with no one and I had no support other than myself. And getting on there, I knew that my condition was actually bad because I was experiencing pain while eating and I couldn't eat nuts. I had like so much restrictions on my eating habits, so I knew that something had to be wrong with my teeth. So going in for my first appointment, I was so scared and you could see it on my face. And the dentist and his assistant kept asking me, "Are you good?" And I was like, "I'm fine," because I was just like so scared. And let me tell you, it takes confidence. It takes a whole lot of morale for you to face your fears or difficult situations or times, because sometimes maybe you see it coming like I did, or sometimes it's just like comes your way and you never had like time to like prepare and like get your shit together. Sorry I used that word, but like, you know, get yourself together. So number one thing I will say is just say a little prayer, because I did. Just like say, "God, please help me, let's do this together, because I need your presence to help me make this appointment," you know, because I almost backed out last minute. I kept on pulling out like, "Oh, maybe I'll go tomorrow," but eventually I did because I had to call God's presence. Then the other thing I did was to say like, anything that is going to come out, since I've already called upon God, it's going to be well, it's going to be good. And even if, you know, things don't go as planned, because I didn't want a root canal, I don't know if you know what that means. So like, that's like having to like to build like an entire tooth, like base for my teeth, and I didn't want that. I know that I'm not a dentist, so I just, you know, summarized what the dentist just told me. Well, yes, I didn't want that, and that's what I was trying to prevent, you know, them even saying it to me, which they did. But I didn't have that, so I was backing out of the appointment. But I'm so happy that, you know, God gave me the strength to go head on and face my appointment. And when I went in, they were so nice, everybody was so beautiful. So sometimes what we even fear, like, is not even going to happen, you know. That's one thing, sometimes you think, "Oh, everything's going to go terrible and everybody's going to be mean and rude," but no, everybody was so smiley and rosy and glad to help me out and make sure that I had the best, you know, appointment in the dentist office. And, you know, because of I went to the dentist during my lunch break, so I couldn't stay there for long and have my like my, because, you know, they wanted to do like a scaling and polishing, then after that try and start the procedure, which is like a filling. And I was like, "Oh, I just came out from work, I can't really stay for the whole thing." And they were so nice to like say, "Okay, we're going to have the scaling and polishing done." And newsflash, I actually filmed a YouTube video, me, you know, visiting the dentist, so you can go watch that. It's actually my monthly reset video. I'm going to tag that in the description, so you can just go on there to just see what I experienced. Yes, so yeah, it was so nice to have the scaling and polishing done because they were so nice. And eventually I left with smiles, ready to come in for the next appointment, even though it was going to be let's say 5 times scarier, because they told me that it was either I have like a temporary feeling coming for a permanent feeling, or I have like the root canal done, which I wasn't. Let me tell you the truth, I do not even want to think about them doing that on me, because it's not just something I want to do. The dentist was so nice to me and I loved it so much. So I was there bright and early for my second appointment after going through series. Okay, let me just give you some pictorial diagram of what happened to me. The night before, I actually had a shift in the hospital, but I was on duty and I just had, let's say, if you know beans, I had beans at home, and I visited the restroom 10 times. I'm telling you, I was that scared. I've never been this scared to go in for a dentist appointment before. But I was so nervous. I kept on visiting the restroom and I was like, you're going to go anyway. You're going to feel the fear and do it anyway. Because I didn't raise you to be a child that, you know, backs out at fear. I was talking to myself. And yes, it gave me so much energy to just keep on telling myself, I know that you're scared now, but we are going to go through this and you're going to go in and you're going to do perfectly fine. Because this is not the first time I feel fear like while going out. The time I got invited by YouTube for the first time, I was so scared to go. I tell you, I was so scared. I was terrified. And it didn't even change on the second time that I had like a YouTube event, because I was like, oh my god, who am I going to meet? Where am I going to sit? Who do I know? Because I don't really have a lot of creator friends. But ah god, I was so happy when I went. So I always tell myself, even though you're scared, when you get there, everything is going to be so much better than you envisioned. What you fear is not even going to happen. And that has always been my experience. So I'm just going to tell you that you're overthinking it. That's the second thing I'm going to tell you. You're probably overthinking everything and it's going to go well. Everything is going to go perfectly fine. Okay? I love you so much, spinners. And that is why I'm giving you everything I did to overcome this, will I say, jaw-breaking anxiety. I hate using the word anxiety, because it just gives me this crippling feeling of, you know, I've just read The Power of Positive Thinking, and the way that Norman Vincent says it is that anxiety is like something choking on you, and I do not want anybody to have that, like, diagram of, you know, I know that social anxiety is real and people go through it, but I love to be positive and rosy in my day-to-day activities. Yes, I am Miss Delusional, as so many people are. And I just love to be all rosy about things, because it just gives you a different, it just gives you a different perspective on life. And it's just refreshing to see. So yes, just think about it with roses. You're probably overthinking it and everything is going to go well. I love you, spinners, and make sure to rest, because even though life takes spins at you, you're still a spinner. And have a beautiful evening. It's currently past 9 where I am, and yes, I'm so happy that I got to give you this lovely episode and help you relieve of all those yummy feelings. Have a beautiful evening. Bye bye till next time.